This is the audio log of Leah Rose concerning my research for the Witchcraft Guild of North America. I will be continuing my research into the past leaders of the guild and their impact upon the world around them. I have listened through all of Director Alice Lee's tapes concerning her time as the director, but there is quite a bit of information concerning the next director, Isadora Camillo, though I haven't been able to get my hands on any of the tapes concerning her time as director. I may not have been able to find any tapes from Director Camillo, official or otherwise, but there have been some newspaper clippings down in the guild archives that I think will do for now. I wonder if Director Camillo had any private tapes. I bet those would be interesting to hear, but I don't know if they'd match up with everything else I'm finding about her. But I guess there's nothing much the guild can do if I can't find anything like that. But let's just get on to this newspaper clipping I found. It's dated at July 16th, 1956, which is a few weeks after Isadora stepped in as new director of the guild. I did look through the archives to see if there is anything about what happened to Alice Lee after she stepped down from her position, but I can't find anything. It seems like she just, disappeared or something. I really wonder what did happen to her. I bet it would add a lot to my research if I could find out what happened to Alice after she stopped being the director. But this newspaper clipping I found pretty much just details Director Camillo's intentions for what she wants to accomplish during her time as director. At the beginning here, there's just a little bit of information about what Isadora did before she became director. Huh, interesting. This might just be the first piece of information I've been able to find about what she did before her time as director. There wasn't anything about her in any of the records of guild employees at the time when she would have been working just under Alice. According to this article, Isadora worked as the head of the guild archives. I'll have to ask the current head archivist to see if they can tell me anything about her. I figure that's got to be helpful. But I should probably just read Isadora's statement. She says,
"I am glad to have been given the position of Director of the Witchcraft Guild of North America. I may not be able to get as much done as Director Lee did, but I will definitely try to make some changes for the better around here. I may have only been the head of the archives before this, but that means I know exactly what we as a society have done wrong in the past, and how we need to improve. And trust me, we can always do better. As Director of the Guild, it will be my job to implement those necessary improvements. During my time as director, I plan to use my position to give more help and resources to the witches who have been working hard and supporting the guild for a long time. I am also hoping to make acceptance to work with the guild a lot more selective. We need to be sure that only the best and most qualified witches are accepted into high-ranking positions at the guild."
Well, that certainly is an interesting statement. But I can't say I'm too surprised. I mean, no offense to the guild, but it's pretty clear that politicians have stayed the same since the 1950s. But that isn't really the point here. I'll have to do some more digging around the archives to see if I can find more records of what Director Camillo did during her time as director, and maybe find some tapes of hers down in the audio archives. Oh, also, I'm not sure who hears these tapes, but I was thinking that I might be able to get a little more out of this research if I was able to talk to President Reese about what she may know about the previous leaders of the guild. I feel that she would have the closest connection to the leaders who came before her, more than anyone else here, but that may just be a feeling of mine.
Hazel? Hazel, we can't just keep sitting here in silence until we get out of here. I don't know when or if we're getting out of this place anytime soon, but I'm not going to let us wait like this. As much as I'd love to know what's going on while we're all here, you don't have to talk about it if you don't think you can. You just can't keep sitting here and blaming yourself for all of this.
I'm not.
You are, Hazel. Don't forget, I'm your best friend, and you can't hide this sort of thing from me. Now, do you want to talk about all of this?
No. Maybe all of this is my fault. But why do I have to be the one to tell everyone? Maybe you should go ask the people who put us in these cells if you're so interested.
Oh, Hazel, you don't know.
I don't know What? What else is there going on here that I don't know about?
Hazel, as much as the rest of the girls and I would love to ask a guild agent what's going on, we can't.
What do you mean, you can't?
The first time any of us have seen a guild agent since we got brought in here was when that weaver guy came and got me to ask questions about you. No one's told the rest of us anything about what's going on. We just know that has something to do with you and Leah, but we've just been sitting in that cell for weeks without any sort of explanation.
You're telling me that no one's told you anything?
We know nothing, Hazel. So some sort of explanation might be nice.
I guess you're right. Has Weaver told you anything?
A little. I know about you planning to kill the president of the guild or whatever it was that that Weaver guy said. I don't think you did it, though. I mean, do they really think you were going to kill someone? I can see you trying to stage, like, some revolt or something, but kill someone? No way.
Well, I appreciate your vote of confidence, but I don't think that's going to get any of us out of here. Weaver's right, you know? It wasn't supposed to go that far, but he's right. I just wanted to get the guild to give the same amount of attention to the people who need help instead of the same people and the same families who have had more power ever since the guild was founded. But, apparently, the people I was working with took all those ideas I had to mean that we should just kill the president and fix everything ourselves.
But then, how did the rest of us get caught up in all of this if we didn't know anything about it? None of the other girls knew about this, right?
Leah knew. I don't know what she knew or how she found out, but she knew. Why else do you think she wasn't in the cell with the rest of you? I don't know what's really going on with her, but she's being kept in some other cell and being made to do some sort of research for the guild. She told me that she had to research Alice Lee, which means that it's all a lot bigger than just some basic research for the guild.
What does that mean for the rest of us?
I'm not sure. But I'm scared. I don't know what the guild wants with the rest of you, and I don't know what's going on anymore.
Hazel, it's fine. None of us know what's going on. Not really. But we're all going to get through it together.
No, it's not fine, Ira. I'm supposed to be the one who always knows what's going on. And I don't know anymore. And this isn't supposed to be happening. None of this is supposed to be happening. And I don't know what I can do about it.
Wait. Hazel, I might have just figured something out. You said that Leah's doing research for the guild, right?
Yeah, but what does that matter?
Well, that probably means that Leah has a bit more communication with guild agents than any of the rest of us have. And it means that she has to have access to some of the guild's information. If no one's telling us anything, then why don't we just try and continue what you were trying to do?
Era, what are you saying?
I'm saying that if we're going to be locked up in here, why not try and take the guild down from the inside?
Good morning, Miss Blackwell.
Why am I here?
We'll get to that. I just have a few questions for you before I can explain anything.
Fine, but I expect an explanation of all of this after that.
Oh, we'll get to that. I just have a few questions for you before I can explain anything.
Why? I think I'm owed an explanation after being locked up in a cell with four other confused girls and left there with no information for weeks on end.
That's a perfectly reasonable demand, but you are only going to get so much of an explanation. Miss Blackwell, Darcy, just cooperate with me here and we can get all of this over with so much quicker. Now, before I get into some of the more pressing questions, I would just like to know about your personal craft.
My what?
Well, some higher-ranking guild agents heard about some of what you're capable of and would like to hear all about it directly from you.
How did they hear about that?
Oh, you don't know. Your friend Leah talked all about it in one of her application tapes. Like I said, some higher guild officials heard these tapes and are very interested in what you can do.
I don't need to explain anything to you. If you've brought me here to ask questions about what I'm capable of, you'll be better off returning me to that cell than trying to get me to tell you anything.
Your confidence is amusing, Miss Blackwell. The guild is more than prepared to deal with your silence. It's quite simple, really. The longer you stay silent, the longer you'll be in here. Eventually, I won't be needed anymore, and the guild will send in another agent to deal with you. And they won't be as nice as me.
Look, I don't know what you want from me. Yeah, maybe my magic is a little stronger than the rest of my coven, but I don't see why that matters to you.
If I tell you, are you going to cooperate?
Fine.
Good. Now, since you really need to know, the guild has taken interest in your special abilities and is willing to offer you a position in the guild.
It's not happening.
Excuse me?
Whatever they want, it's not happening. I don't owe any of you people a single damn thing. Not after you lock me and the rest of my family in a tiny cell for weeks without any sort of explanation. You don't get to do that and then try and get me to work for you? That's not how any of this is going to work. If that's how you think this is going to work, then you're better off interrogating someone else.
Miss Blackwell, do I need to remind you that I am the one in charge here? You may turn down this offer for now. But do I need to remind you that the guild doesn't take no for an answer? Or is your friend Leah enough proof for you?
Leah? What did you people do to Leah?
Oh, nothing really. And quite frankly, that's none of your business. Now, before you go back to that cell of yours, I have just a few questions for you. You promised you'd cooperate, so hopefully this will be all over with soon.
Fine. Get on with it then.
Good. Now, first off, tell me what you know about the personal activities of Hazel Foreman.
Oh, you mean that rebellion she was a part of? Yeah, I know all about that.
You do? How? As far as I was aware, she never told any of you about that.
She didn't tell any of us. I just figured it out on my own. Hazel's surprisingly bad at keeping secrets if you know what her tells are.
If you know about that, then what can you tell me about what she was doing?
Unfortunately for you, not much. I mean, I've known Hazel was up to something suspicious since a few months before we got brought down here. A few weeks after I figured she was doing something she wasn't supposed to, I found a journal of hers. I was able to figure out that it was about some rebellion, but most of it was written in shorthand and code, so I couldn't really get that much out of it. I'm pretty sure a lot of it was names and places, though I really can't be sure.
All right, Miss Blackwell. I think those are all the questions I have for you today. That will be all. Oh, and I will be telling President Reese about your special abilities.
Hazel? Era? Are either of you down here? Wait, Darcy? They moved you down here?
Yeah, I've been here for a few days. Where have you been? None of the rest of us have seen you or Hazel at all since we were brought down here.
You haven't seen Era or Hazel, have you? Damn it. That means they were moved again. I'll need to be more careful in the future.
Careful with what?
Oh, that's right. They haven't told you anything, have they?
Actually, I know pretty much everything that's going on. I know we're here because they think Hazel wants to kill the president, and I know that they're all wrong.
You know? How?
I figured it out. A few months before we were brought down here, actually. The one thing I don't know is what have you been doing?
A lot of things, and I don't want to be doing any of them. Well, not exactly. You know how I was applying to be a researcher for the guild before all of this happened?
Yeah, actually, about your application.
Well, apparently some guild officials heard my applications and are making me do their research. I mean, it's really interesting, but I'm starting to put together that the guild is hiding a lot more than they want anyone to know.
Leah, I know you mentioned me in your application. That Weaver guy told me about it the other day. Because of that, now the guild is trying to get me to work for them.
Shit. Darcy, I'm so sorry. I got so caught up in everything the guild was doing with me. I didn't even think about that.
It's fine. But what have they been making you do? They have to have actual researchers here that they can give this work to, don't they?
I've been researching Alice Lee. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she was the first director of the guild. That lady was involved in some messed up stuff. I honestly don't know what the guild was trying to achieve by making me do all that. If anything, it's just giving me more information to use against the guild.
Alice Lee. I've definitely read about her somewhere. I don't remember much, it was a while ago, but I do remember that there was a lot of gaps in any information about her. Like, people could barely find anything about her personal life, especially after she left the guild.
Of course, it's all making sense. It's because she never left the guild. Wait. Darcy, have you ever read anything about Director Isadora Camillo? She was the director after Alice resigned.
Isadora Camillo? Yeah, I think so. I don't remember there being a lot of information on her either, though. And what do you mean she never left the guild?
I mean, Alice Lee has been the director of the guild since she founded this place. I figured it out. But what can I do about it? I mean, even if I figured everything out, what can I do to prove it? And how can that change any of this?
I don't know, Leah. Wait, I think I remember something about Isadora Camillo. She implemented a bunch of new rules and regulations on who can and can't be accepted to work at the guild. I'm not sure how much it'll help, but maybe see if you can find any old applications from around when Isadora was the director?
Got it. I should probably go, but before I do, I just have a question. How are the rest of the girls holding up? I wish I could see all of you, but I don't want to take any chances.
If I'm going to be honest with you, Leah, we're not doing great. I mean, we were all stuck in a little cell somewhere in this place, and no one told us anything about what's been going on. You may think you're having a hard time, but at least you have something to do, and people have been telling you things. The rest of us aren't exactly in the same boat.
Darcy, I'm sorry. I wish there was something I could do to help.
Yeah, me too. Just keep up with your research, I guess. The more the guild trusts you, the better things may turn out for us. Hopefully. Good luck, Leah. You're the only one of us who can really do something, so don't mess it up.
This is the personal audio log of Leah Rose. I guess I'll be doing the same thing I always do. I found another one of Alice's personal tapes, and hopefully this will have something about her plans for what she's going to do during her time posing as Isadora Camillo. This one's dated at July 2nd, 1956, which means that this was recorded just 2 weeks before that statement from Isadora was released in the newspaper. Hopefully this will have something helpful.
This is the personal audio log of Alice Lee. Now, I don't have the time for any of this pointless introduction. I need to record the plans that I have before I get caught up in other things. I forgot how many unnecessary meetings and conversations need to be had by a new guild director. I guess I'll just have to get used to them, because this certainly isn't only the second time I'll be going through all of this. Which leads me to the purpose of this log. I am planning to continue on as the leader of the guild for as long as I can. Of course, nobody outside of a trusted few guild agents will be aware of this, and I've taken all of the necessary precautions to make sure that none of them will be spreading any of this information to the rest of the guild, and certainly not to the public. As I've already stated in these logs, I will be using the blood magic that has been ever so helpful in my time so far as director of the guild. I have perfected my use of it to the point where I can bend it to my every will. In the case of extending my rule over the guild, well, it's fairly simple. In my time as Isadora, I am going to place more restrictions upon who can and cannot work in higher positions at the guild. There are a great deal of old witch families who were supportive of Director Lee's views and who feel the same way about Isadora. So far, they have been quite helpful in getting me power over more of the people. Well, not exactly all of the people, but the ones who matter, anyway. I will allow any witches from those families into higher guild positions as they apply, but any witches who, in the end, will have no real effect on my power as director will only be able to apply for lower positions. And that is where my blood magic comes in. I am using the blood magic in such a way that any new members of the guild that are forced into these lower positions will be forced to undergo a sort of ritual, which will eventually allow me to take away their magic in order to extend my own lifespan. This way, once those witches start disappearing due to loss of their magic, nobody will really notice, and if they do, there will be enough separation between them and me that no one will suspect a thing. It's really quite simple, actually.
Oh, well, that's not good. Oh, this really isn't good. No, this is so bad. Wait, if Darcy had gotten roped into actually working for the guild, could this have happened to her? Could this happen to me? I know by now that the guild is a cruel and selfish institution, so what if they use the rest of the girls for Alice's sick power play? They've been locked up in that cell for weeks, so who's to say Alice hasn't already been using them for something? I just wanted to research here, and then all of this happened. I don't know what I can do. What can I do? This is all so much bigger than me, and for some reason the guild chose me for all of this. What can I do? I can't fight back, or else someone could get hurt because of me, but I can't do nothing because people could still be getting hurt because of what Alice has done. I just don't know anymore, and I just want to go back home with my family, but I can't. I have to fight back against Alice.
Witches of the City was written by Kate Butler. We can be found at City Witches Podcast on Tumblr and Instagram, City Witches Pod on Twitter, and contacted at citywitchespodcast@gmail.com. Logo art done by Shotgun-Sammy Stevens on Tumblr. This episode featured Kate Butler as Leah, Tina Daniels as Hazel, Wesley Bryan as Agent Weaver, Tal Minear as Alice Lee, Glory Duda as Era, and Sable Smith as Darcy. You can listen to Witches of the City wherever you listen to podcasts. Please take a moment to rate and review us. It'll help even more people find and listen to this story. Thanks for listening.